My grandfather had a vineyard on the slope of the channels that there was a complex of irrigational channels that emptied the Danube. And he had the vineyard that goes from the plateau down to the channel, irrigational channel. And on the bottom of irrigational channel, he had on the bottom of the vineyard, between vineyard and irrigational channel, he had a garden, small garden. And so in the winter, the channel is overflown, and in the springtime, when the snow and by the ice melt, the channel withdraws in its bed, and it was excellent for the vegetables. And I remember when I was about four, perhaps even five, four and a half, he used to take me for the hand, and we used to walk on the path from the house to the vineyards. It was about a kilometer and a half, perhaps 2 kilometers far from the house. And in the vineyards, it was very steep. It was excellent for the vineyards. The sun rays used to beat in the grapes. He had a lot of plums, sour cherries, and peaches. The cherries did not grow there. In some regions, it's amazing, some region, there are a lot of cherries, and a few kilometers further, the cherries cannot grow at all. And from there, then we went to the garden, another garden which was on the slope. It was about 2 kilometers farther. It was in the dune. The dune, probably sometimes it in the 17th century, they tied that dune with the trees with that had that has stone, I forgot what is the name, black, I forgot. It has a lot of trees, and the trees fall down and they create humus. And so from the 17th century, they tied that sand there. And we went there to that garden. And it was springtime, the day was beautiful, and I asked my grandfather to let me take off the shoes and the socks and to run on the grass. He wouldn't let me do that. I begged him, and finally he consented. He let me take off the shoes and the socks. And I was running there, he was walking, and I was running back and forth on the grass. He was walking along on the path, see. And after that, we went to the Danube, and we were walking along the Danube, and I knew there was a beach near the place where they called the old village, and there was the village sometimes, God knows when, maybe 200 or 300 years before, or perhaps in some ancient period, you see. And but they probably moved the village further. It was on the Danube, maybe about how long? About 200 or 300 yards away. But they moved the village further. It in the springtime, when the ice melts, then the Danube floods, and so those people had to move, and I assume that they have to move farther from the Danube. And then I enjoyed watching the Danube, and then there were the lights on each about 200 or 300 yards. There were lights that they were flashing every few seconds, and you could see everything. They used to flash day and night, but at night I assume that was for the ships to see how to go to see both shores. And then around noon, in specific days, then the ship used to float. We used to call it Perička Lađa. That was Vienna ship. It used to travel from Vienna to the Black Sea. I don't know how far to the Black Sea, to Romania, or perhaps even, and I am not aware if that ship entered the Black Sea, but it used to go there. And the ship was beautiful. The colors were white and blue, and it was slanted. It used to have hydroplanic position. The front part used to be a little elevated, and then the chimney also was not vertical with water, but in the back. It looked particularly with the sun beats, and it was so beautiful. And then when it comes to the village, when it reaches the village, then it gives the sound, it greets the villagers, you see. And when it passes already, then about 10 minutes later, then a big waves, they hit the shore, you see. So the ship was pretty large, and it made a big waves, and it hit the shores.
That's amazing.
But it was not everything nice.
We should